Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Mike, at this week's council meeting, maybe no big ticket items in the sense of, things that draw community-wide interest, but still a lot of good discussion about housing, a few resolutions that had to do with several projects already kind of establishing themselves in the community, and one project is about to really take a next big leap, and that's over at Boss Ridge. What was the item that was approved, and what does that do for that project going forward?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, last night we approved phase one of the plat for phase one of the Boss Ridge housing development. And to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about Boss Ridge, that's the new housing development that is currently being planned on T15, and it's just north of Boss London Drive. Actually, the development itself overlooks holes number 4 and 5 of the Boss London Golf Course. Overall, for the development, it includes approximately 43 residential lots. And currently the developer is in the process, or they will hopefully be able to resume, hopefully in the spring, of resuming infrastructure work on the development. What we approved last night was the portion of the development that has the infrastructure completed, and that's commonly referred to as phase one of the development. Phase one of the development is approximately 11 residential lots. Now, as far as the public infrastructure that was approved and accepted last night, it included about 750 linear feet of public streets and associated utilities overall. So from the listeners' standpoint, a phase one was a partial completion of the development. We anticipate phase two on the development of the remaining infrastructure should be ready for completion and acceptance by the city mid-year of this year as well, and hopefully in the springtime the developer will be able to resume activities out there as far as completing the infrastructure for the development. So the good news is phase one was done, so 11 lots of the 43 were accepted or approved by the city council rather last night. The infrastructure was accepted by the city council, and those should be ready for sale here very, very soon by the developer. So good news is Boss Ridge is progressing nicely, and we anticipate final completion on the remaining development later this summer.
Now, the other project, the quality of life project that's connecting two historic pieces of our community, took its next step, and that has to do with Historic Pella Trust and the Tuttle Cabin. Let our listeners know about the engineering services agreement and kind of the unique structure of this project as the private entity is footing the bill.
Yeah, absolutely. What we have here is the proposed Tuttle Cabin Learning Walk. And the overall intent of this project is to construct a learning walk that would link the Tuttle Cabin to Sunken Gardens Park. The project will be located in a vacated alleyway of the city. And really, when we talk about the learning walk, it's my understanding the project will be geared around the early history of Pella, and it's educational in nature. And we think it's going to be a very nice amenity for the community. And as you stated with this is a classic example of a public-private partnership. We have a contract with the Historic Pella Trust, and the basics of the contracts is the Historic Pella Trust will pay for 100% of the engineering construction costs of the project. The project will be owned and maintained by the City of Pella on a go-forward basis. And that's the basic operations of how the project will be handled. Last night, we approved a contract with Cleaner & Associates for the engineering of the agreement, the design services of the agreement. The amount of the contract is approximately $24,000. That will be paid 100% by the Historic Pella Trust on it. Now, as far as the timeline for the project, Andrew, we anticipate the engineering and the design services will be completed by April this year, and we should put us in line for seeking bids on the project right around May. The intent of the project is to have a summer construction of the project and hopefully have it completed by this fall. And so it's my understanding the approximate estimated cost of the total project is about $200,000. And as from the City of Pella standpoint, we believe this will be a very nice amenity once it's constructed.
And now when we talk dollars and cents, it's that time of year again, Mike. The council is going to start planning ahead for fiscal year 2020. And that starts with the annual, it's already started with several presentations. The next step is two budget workshops, a couple of long meetings coming up on Monday and Tuesday. And the public is welcome to attend, not necessarily a forum, but an opportunity for the community to see how their dollars are planned to be spent and some of the projects that will be priorities for council next year and beyond.
Absolutely, Andrew. And the budget work sessions are planned for Monday, February 11th, and Tuesday, February 12th. They'll start at 6 p.m. They'll be at the Public Safety Complex. When we talk about the budget, that'll be discussed. It'll be the budget or the fiscal year starting fiscal year 2020. That'll be the fiscal year starting on July 1st, 2019 and extended through June 30th, 2020. Now, overall, when we talk about the city's budget, it's approximately a $45 million budget that'll be presented to the city council. And as you can imagine, with the budget of that size, there's lots of moving parts. There will be lots of projects being discussed. And then also, as a part of our process, we'll be reviewing the operational budgets of each and every one of the city departments as well. And as you stated, the public is invited to witness the work session as well. So, and usually there's a lot of good dialogue during the budget process. But as you stated, usually the meetings tend to be on the long side because there's simply a lot to discuss with the city's budget process.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.